From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Victims in Egypt tell their story. Egyptian security officials say 235 people have been killed by suspected militants in an attack on a packed mosque in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula. The government's MENA news agency reports extremists targeted the Al-Rata Mosque in the town of Bir al-Abed, west of the provincial capital of El Arish. A survivor of an attack at the mosque in North Sinai said on Friday that the attack happened just as the Friday prayer sermon was starting. Speaking from a hospital, 14-year-old Abdullah Abdel Nasser had been attending prayers with his father. He said they were firing on everyone, and after that, the attackers saw the young boys, and they told them to get outside, and they took some of the children out of the mosques. Not all of them, just the children. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals. The state news agency says 109 people were wounded in the attack. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but an Islamic State affiliate has been carrying out attacks in the region since 2013. President Donald Trump has told his Turkish counterpart that the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria, according to a Turkish official's summation of the call on Friday between the two world leaders. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said that Mr. Trump made the comment on Friday after speaking by phone with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. According to Çavuşoğlu, Mr. Trump said he'd given clear instructions that the YPG not be given arms. He also quoted the U.S. president as saying this nonsense should have ended a long time ago. This is VOA News. The United States has called on Pakistan to arrest and charge an Islamic cleric accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on India's financial capital. Pakistani authorities, acting on a court order on Friday, freed Hafiz Saeed from nearly 11 months of house arrest in the eastern city of Lahore. The detention has stemmed from the terrorism allegations against the firebrand cleric. Washington has been offering a $10 million reward since 2012 for information leading to Saeed's arrest and conviction. A judicial panel hearing the cleric's case ordered authorities to free him for lack of evidence. Saeed told supporters his freedom was a vindication of his innocence.
Please go down that way. Not the time for selfies, it's the time to get out of our cordon, please. Thank you very much.
A policeman trying to direct pedestrian traffic after a scare in the London subway in Oxford Circus, where shoppers believe they heard gunfire on a busy day of holiday shopping.
We were in the Topshop on Oxford Circus, and as we were just leaving the shop, we heard what we thought were gunshots. I was looking down at my phone at the time, so I looked up and I saw what I thought was police flashing lights. Everyone just started running.
London police found no casualties after investigating reports of gunfire. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related. Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in Friday as president, ending the rule of Robert Mugabe.
I will devote myself to the well-being of Zimbabwe and its people. So help me God.
VOA's Anita Powell is in Zimbabwe's capital of Harare.
It's a big day here in Zimbabwe's capital as the nation sees its first new president sworn in 37 years. But Emmerson Mnangagwa won't have a minute to rest on his laurels. He's promised to get straight to work. Additionally, the Constitution calls for a broad and sweeping program of reform. And as if that weren't enough of a challenge, under the Constitution, the nation has to go to fresh polls next year. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Well, the holiday shopping season has finally kicked off in the U.S. Here's VOA's Mil Arcega.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
Black Friday comes on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.